Welcome back, Scrawl Nation. We are here with Brandon Haskey.
Hello.
For his last episode of Scrawl Radio. Every time those words come in my mouth, I just want to barf.
I hate it. I hate it.
Hi.
And I just hate it.
That was TLC Waterfalls.
Such an important song to my late elementary school years. I was just telling Megan and Mariah that in the sixth grade, I made friends by knowing the words to the rap of that song. I have very vivid memories. We were on a field trip. And if you are familiar with the geography of St. Joseph, Missouri, which I know all of you are, we were at like 36th and Farron, and the bus was stopped at a light, and that someone was listening to that song on their boombox, and I just started like, boombox, whatever.
It was
1996, so take that as you will. And I just started like busting out the rap, and everyone was like, no way, I can't believe you know it. And I'm like, yeah, well, I do. Well. So.
And Mr. Popular over here.
Right, yeah.
Oh, well, hard to say, but you know, great song. Love it. Classic. I just saw TLC in concert 2 weeks ago and they were amazing.
And yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I guess just I saw TC in concert. Oh, sorry. Go on.
So were there just two of them or did they have
just two of them? But they had this weird like hype guy who like he wasn't like trying to be Left Eye because like who could be obviously, but he was like, I don't know. I wanted him to stop. Like he was just like really like, everybody get on your feet and stuff. And I'm like, I'm on my feet.
Right. We're here.
Anyone who's not on their feet right now doesn't deserve to be here.
They need to get on their feet and leave.
I think he misunderstood like what that audience was expecting and like what they were there for. Like, sir.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't think you understand.
Sorry.
Yikes.
Anyway,
we are talking about gay leadership in the workplace today. As our loyal Scrawl Nation listeners know, Brandon is our fearless leader and he also is a gay man. So
it's true.
Making connections. So Brandon, do you feel that being gay has impacted you in the workplace and how so?
The quick answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. I have never had any like direct, like no one has ever had a direct conversation with me about in terms of like an employer or anything saying to me like, you know, don't be out or anything like that. And I should also say that actually the Aqua Bowl, which if you didn't know, Scrawl Radio is the voice of the University Center for Writing-Based Learning here at DePaul.
It's like you've done this before.
Oh my gosh. But the Aqua Bowl has been incredibly, not even just supportive, but like outwardly, like enthusiastically accepting and supporting of LGBT people. And so working here, it's almost really been an asset almost in a way that like, it's been so well received and so respected. Where I worked before was a job that I loved. I was, you know, a high school teacher for 7 years and I loved teaching. But I also, not to get too far into my own backstory, but like I didn't come out to myself even until I was in like my almost late 20s. Mm-hmm. And so there was only really 1 year of my teaching career that I was totally out, like to the world. And in that year, it was also a year that I knew I was going to be leaving to come to DePaul anyway. And so my attitude was kind of just like, nah.
YOLO.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Right.
But I never, so here's an example. When I was in my undergrad, at the University of Missouri, which is a wonderful school, a place I really enjoyed. One of my professors once told us like male teachers, the men in the room, never shut your classroom door. Because people will assume you're doing things with students. It's a thing people assume about male teachers.
Wow.
And so like I had that kind of idea in my head throughout my teaching career. I shut my door sometimes. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't and I think that when the teacher who said that like understood that like sometimes you have to shut your door. But like I had the idea in my head. It was just like, oh God, people are going to make assumptions about you. People are going to, you know, do A, B, and C. And one of my best teacher friends, a colleague who I miss terribly actually, but used to say all the time that she didn't want to get involved in too much controversy because she likes having a job. And I kind of, that's the attitude of where I worked was just like, keep things quiet, keep things hidden. Don't let your personal life get involved in your job and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's true to a point in any workplace. But I think it's different for LGBT people because in Missouri, where I used to work, I could get fired for being gay.
Wow.
It is completely, they would have to have no justification beyond you were gay and we don't want you to work here. Now, I think that it would probably not go over terribly well, even in a conservative town like I came from. And what my assumption was always, well, they would find another reason. They'd find something else that you had done. And so they wouldn't say you got fired because you were gay. They would say, oh, you had too many students not pass a test, or you forgot to do A, B, and C, and so we have to fire you for that. And so the way it impacted me was that I felt enormous pressure to be perfect. Because I didn't want to give anyone a reason to fire me beyond the fact that I am the person that I am. And so it really caused a lot of like hiding, a lot of like, and so like that last year when I was out and just YOLO'd, you know, like whatever, it was nice. It was freeing in a way. But I don't know if I would have had that same attitude if I would have been trying to stay there still.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned this before in the intro that, I mean, being gay, you can't just look at someone and be like, you are gay, right? And so I think that's an interesting question that I had then when you talked about it was, how do you go about disclosing that? You know what I mean? Like, because I think it can be positive and negative.
Right.
Like, you know, can you speak to maybe like being a gay leader in the workplace, maybe like sharing your personal life with your coworkers and like how you lead in that way, like, and then also kind of that negative too that you just touched on. So kind of like talk about that and how it's how being gay, because like people can't look at you and see that,
and why it might be necessary to disclose that, you know, like when I'm in a job, it's not necessarily important for me to say that I'm straight, you know,
right, exactly.
And so why is there a larger necessity to disclose that you're gay?
Right. And you also don't have to identify as like a woman.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like you don't have to go and be like, by the way, everybody, I'm female. Let everybody know. And then there's also this other side, like people who would resent you for that. Like, why do we care?
Right.
Why do I care if you're gay? Like, well, I've had to struggle to accept this identity. I think that there's something that I've come to understand about, you know, LGBT people is that there is an inherent strength that comes in being LGBT because you have had to accept a distinct societal distance early in your life about yourself. And so not that every gay person is like super strong, you know what I mean? But the point being, like, I think that there's like a certain camaraderie there. In terms of identifying, when I was teaching, my attitude, like the year I was out when I was teaching, I never talked about it in class. I never like said, like, kids, let's sit down.
Yeah.
Mr. Haskey is super gay. And I just wanted you to know, please hand in your homework. there was never a conversation like that, but it was more if I was ever asked about it, I would be honest.
Okay.
And I wasn't ever asked about it by my students because, fun fact, people who are scared of having gay people teach your kids, your kids don't care what if their teachers are gay or straight.
Right.
They don't. Unless they are a young gay kid who is looking for a role model and they don't have any.
Can you please speak to that? Like, do you have any experience with that?
Why is it important? Just with that. Why is gay leadership important in the workplace? I feel like you'll see some parallels.
Yeah, it's huge for people who don't have a path. They don't feel like they've ever seen what it means. Because people are like, I'm not just my sexual identity. And of course I'm not just my sexual identity, but how important is like love to our lives and, you know, and our happiness and our well-being? It impacts everything. Mm-hmm. And so it is appropriate for me to talk about it in the workplace. And I think that rather than for me saying like, by the way, everybody, I want everyone at I'm looking for a job right now. Everyone listening, if you're hiring, oh my God, looking to stay in the Chicago area and I have 3 master's degrees. But I don't need to sit everyone down and say, hey, by the way, I'm gay. But I also think that it's important that I talk about my relationship with my boyfriend like anyone would talk about their relationship with their significant other. That, you know, like, do you have any plans this weekend? Like normal coworker conversation. And I'd be like, yeah, my boyfriend and I are going to go see a movie tonight, which I think is actually precisely what's happening. Sup, Jeffrey. and so, I think that people need to see that, especially for people who don't like, and I think being in the city, it's hard to, and not that it's not in the city, but it's pretty rare in the city to see that there are still so many people in the world who think that gay people spend their weekends like doing crazy, depraved, horrifying things rather than just like sitting at home watching a movie like a normal couple. Like when they think of homosexuality, they think of depravity. Mm. And they need to see that my relationship is just like any relationship. My love is just like any love, or better because Jeffrey and I are cute, but, but that to me is why identification is important, because not only do you not know if there's another gay coworker you're working with who, or maybe someone who's in the closet and needs that strength to come out. Cause if I would have had any gay people in my life before, like even the person I met when I was 19, I didn't know him real well. I was not friends with a gay person until I was like 25. Mm. Just cause there weren't any in my life. There weren't any around me. And so who knows if I would have, come out sooner, or if I would have like been more comfortable, or would have been easier for me. Not that I would change anything. Cause I'm like pleased with the direction my life is going in at the moment. So, it's just, not only do you never know if there's like another gay person that needs that leadership, that needs that experience, but you also have an opportunity to educate people who are not LGBT about how we're just people,
right?
Just a normal dude. I'm a son. I'm an uncle. I am a teacher. I am just like all of you.
Right.
Also, my mom texted me just now and said, "You're super gay. Is that like regular gay, but you're wearing a cape?" And
super gay.
My mom will be here for my graduation, and I just hope she brings me a cape.
All right. Well, as Brandon mentioned, he was an English teacher at Central High School
for
7 years.
Yes.
7 years. And you taught ninth grade?
Primarily.
Okay. Primarily ninth grade. As we do when we do people's last episode, Google people's names.
Oh.
And we found a lot of great stuff. Brandon has done some incredible things. He has a blog
that's super updated.
Super updated, but we found a post that there's really not much to say outside of it, because you kind of just spoke to a lot of the points that I wanted to touch on about the post. It's called It Gets Better.
Oh, God.
It was an initiative by Brandon to reach out to struggling gay youth, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah, who might be struggling coming out. And it was inspired by Daniel Pierce, who was a gay teen who was beaten and disowned for coming out last year. Mm-hmm. So that's just an example of some of the outreach things that you do. But also, we found a very lovely video that was addressed to Central High School before they experienced the Westboro protest.
Yeah, so St. Joseph, Missouri is unfortunately close to Topeka, Kansas. It's unfortunately close to just like the state of Kansas. I went to Mizzou, I have to say that. But the Westboro Church protested at the school where I thought, and it was after I left, and I'm like, God, they protest after the gay teacher leaves? Come on.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But they protested after school because they said that it was a culture where the school was depraved, and all the teachers were teaching the kids to be depraved, and the nurse was handing out condoms to people. And I was like, these are things I don't remember when I taught there. And so I guess I just felt compelled to, I don't know, I couldn't, I felt like if I could help, I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little clip.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Brandon, being the lovely person that he is, felt it necessary to address his students that he cared so much about, just to give them a little advice before the protest. So here it is.
One of the things that I always most appreciated about teaching at Central was the fact that there was sort of a place for everybody, that because the student population was so diverse that everyone could kind of find a place. I'm going to ask Central that you take your diversity and use it to be better, to rise above, and to counteract this hatred that is coming from these protesters, and instead live lives of love, and to demonstrate the positivity and love that I know Central High School has.
Wow. If that's not leadership, I don't know what is. I mean, you could almost do a rhetoric segment about how you phrase
Are you?
That.
that's a thing we do.
we that is a thing we do. I just wanted to play it because I felt like it just speaks to you as a person, like still caring so much about these students after leaving. You could have very simply followed this event in the news, but you decided to take a personal approach. But also just speaking to diversity, can you speak a little bit about why you chose to talk about that in terms of like inspiring them to ignore these protesters?
Yeah. Like I said, one of the reasons I really loved teaching at Central was that I felt like there was a lot of diversity in the student population. And I mean, racial diversity, yes, like being a part of that, but more just like the wide interest scope of like the clubs and organizations. There's an anime club at the school, you know, there's like Russian pencil club, art club kind of thing. And like, you know, they're just like, I felt like there were clubs at the school that were like unique that you didn't necessarily see at other schools because it was a place where people felt like they could pursue that kind of thing. And so I'm like, well, that's just the kind of thing these protesters hate. Like, is that people feel like they can go after the things they want. They want people to do what they tell them to do, or like what they believe. When I think they actually even believe any of that stuff, neither here nor there. You know, rather than go after, I just felt like it was a good opportunity to take the things that make the school unique and to say like, yeah, we are different. We are special. And we do, you know, have a school where people aren't afraid to go after something they are interested in. Mm-hmm. So take that.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I really appreciate both about the video and just about you, Brandon, is that you're able to tackle these heavy subjects in such like a delicate, respectful, responsible way.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, there's so many ways that like taking on that subject could go wrong. You know what I mean? Like you're talking to students, like you got to kind of be careful with what you say. And like, you know, especially with that, like you don't want to like offend anyone or isolate anyone, especially being a teacher, like you just have to be so sensitive to that, but also be inspiring. And I think it just speaks to your ability as a leader. And just even what you just said was that, you know, embracing diversity and as, you know, just like a fearless gay leader, like it's not just about being gay, but just also embracing other types of diversity as well, you know, like, ugh, I feel like just snaps to that whole